Piles of flood debris still line the neighborhood near 19th and Hampton, but there's nothing outside Marie Irby's home. That's because it's all still in her basement, or what's left of it. July's floods overwhelmed the neighborhood, filling basements with stormwater and sewage. The 77-year-old's home was damaged so severely that it's unsafe to enter.
I can't sleep. I'm a nervous wreck. Just think about all my stuff I lost down there. Everything. Shoes, clothes, coats is destroyed. My furnace is gone. My washing dryer is gone. And I don't have nothing.
While we can't go inside to survey the destruction, it's in plain view from the backyard. There's a gaping hole along the rear of the house where the foundation collapsed. The resulting mudslide engulfed bricks from the patio, as well as a wrought iron table and chairs. They look like they were tossed into the hole.
And I used to sit right there in that corner on that table right there and eat my breakfast and break my coffee every morning and do my flowers in the yard. But that's gone now.
It's hard to tear your eyes away from the basement and the flies that buzz around the now rotten food in a damaged freezer. But the rest of Irby's backyard is gorgeous, with flowers sprouting up everywhere. Irby walks with a cane because of back and hip problems, but she's been hauling buckets of water from a neighbor's house to keep watering her garden.
This is my pride and joy. I enjoy my flowers and I enjoy my yard. That's where I spent my time at. When I don't spend it at church, I do a lot of volunteer work at my church. And that's where I spend my time at, you know, trying to help somebody. But I need help myself.
The help Irby has needed includes a place to stay. So far, she's been sleeping at her daughter's house. But Phyllis Easley says her mother longs to return home.
The neighbors, it's ironic. Every morning they come here and sit. They come to their porches and they sit and they talk. They go to their yards. And that's what they know to do. And they talk to one another. So they are pretty closely tied together. And just wondering, what is the next step for them?
Their biggest need is money. Contractors estimate it would cost at least $30,000 to rebuild Irby's foundation. Easley says then there's everything else her mother lost in the flood.
Now, we know that we're going to have to replace water heater, furnaces, all that, you know, TVs, clothes. To us, that part of it is minor. That will come in time. That, you know, we are not proud people. We go to Goodwills, we go to rummage sales, we go to wherever we have to replace those kind of items. But when you're talking about the concrete work, when you're talking about the foundation here, that we can't do.
Easley says her mother lives on a fixed income and doesn't have savings to cover her losses. So right now, her future hinges on whether FEMA will help pay for homeowners to recover. The city says unless significant repairs are made, her home must be razed. Irby isn't sure what she'll do without FEMA's assistance.
If I could work, I would work. I worked two jobs all my life. But I can't. They want nobody to hire me, and they talk about somebody said they give us a loan. Who gonna give me a loan? And I don't have a job. I'm not able to work. Anybody gonna give me no loan? Anybody gonna loan me a dime? You know?
Irby says she's frustrated that there is so much uncertainty more than 3 weeks after the flood, and she threatens that if the house is razed, she'll stay on the porch and go down with it. But her daughter says Irby is resilient and will make it through this difficult time.
She prays daily. She has a very strong faith in God, and she has been reading the book of Job. And we do know that Job lost everything. But God blessed him over and over. He had more than what he lost. And so we remain prayerful. We remain faithful. And we know that all things work together for the good, for those who believe in God.
I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.